This is a podcast from the BBC.
It's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We hear about the last few dates from our expert data, Cuffing Kate. We've made it to the last dates on the list. I generally need to do better on bangers. What am I doing wrong? Have you done it with the famous just with your eyes? And the worst public places to have a full-on argument with your partner. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. What a weekend. Me and Chris DJing for the Freshers in Lincoln last night. That was good. And then the night before, I was in Edinburgh. And then on Thursday night, we were at the University of Glasgow.
We're really deep in Freshers right now, Freshers Week.
Yeah. And congratulations on our first ever Instagram Live.
Mate, it was a wonderful moment. But also, it was kind of forced circumstances, wasn't it? Because we were due to get a flight, end up getting delayed. In fact, they said they had to swap planes. It was something really weird like that.
They started to board us, and then they were like, sorry, the plane's gone wrong. I was like, oh, that's reassuring to hear. So then, like, it took another, 3 hours to get a different plane.
Yeah. And rather than do what most people do and just go to the pub, we decided to sit there and just dominate Instagram.
Right, so we were so bored waiting for this flight. You know that point where you're like, I don't know what to do anymore? We reached the point where you don't know what to do with yourself because you're beyond boredom. And Chris was like, should we go on Instagram Live? I'm like, yeah, all right then. We need to do it more often. Because, like, hundreds of people were watching us talk absolute delirious nonsense. I know one of your friends watched it.
Yeah, one of my friends says she was just sat there watching the whole thing, which I find odd because we were on for about 25 minutes, didn't really move, and were just discussing everything from Brexit to, it was all on, wasn't it? To pay rises, to everything.
We were doing requests at one stage, like head nodding to your favourite songs.
We had the ostrich, the pillow that I've got thing that makes you look a bit like an alien.
Yeah.
We were wearing that. It was all just a bit delirious, but it was very fun.
At one point, I was wearing the ostrich head, which makes you look like you've got a turkey on your head, and just like gently resting my head on your shoulder.
Mm.
That all happened. Because now we're getting messages from people going, watching you on Instagram Live the other night, need to do it again.
Also, it was all on. You spilled a drink over yourself as well,
Scott
like
spills.
Loads of water, Scott spills, that happened.
Uh-huh.
It just feels like, do you know what, since we've last been on Radio 1, a lot has happened.
It has. Then I got told off on the plane.
Oh, this was one of my favourite things. So, you know, we've spoken before about how when you're on a plane with Scott, if you're in front of Scott, it's going to be a problem the whole journey because Scott falls asleep and is like thrashing around.
Yeah.
We hadn't even taken off and this bloke stood up, turned around to Scott and went, now listen here and listen good.
Listen, laddie.
It was a proper telling off.
Listen to me, laddie. Now, I don't know whether you're a nervous passenger, but what you're doing is twitching and I can feel it in the back of my seat. Now, you need to stop that immediately.
Scott Mills.
Here she is. It's Cuffing Queen Kate. Hello, Queen.
Hello, Scott.
38 dates you went on the dating apps to get a boyfriend for winter, and now you've bagged one.
I sure have.
Now, I know you're going on holiday tomorrow, so this is the last time we're going to speak to you. So we're going to go through, official chart style, all the rest of the dates, right, from 26 right up to the big number 38.
We're just going to bash these out, are we?
Yeah.
All right.
26.
At 26, we've got Kevin. He thought showing off his car was cool. He bought me 2 ice creams because he said I needed feeding up.
That's kind of a weird thing to say, isn't it?
It is. He was like, here you go, I think you need 2. And I suppose most girls should take that as a compliment as they need fattening up. But I was just like, what?
27.
27 was Dave. That date when you put your highest heels on and he turns out to be the shortest guy ever. He was Scottish and said I looked like Amy Adams.
28.
Sorry, who's Amy Adams?
Actress.
Is she? Famous one.
You don't know any actresses, do you? Or actors?
Nah.
Google her.
She's pretty, though.
I used to find it really tricky on dates when people would turn up and be extra tall. Because I had, you know, I'm not that tall myself, so it was always a bit of a funny situation.
I think you've got to get the height right, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
28.
28 was Steve. Steve had a strange posture. He liked the Moors.
He liked the Moors.
He likes them all. He stalks my Instagram story still to this day, even though he unfollowed me.
Oh, was he heartbroken?
He obviously is, because he'll pop up saying that he's read my story when he doesn't follow me, so he's checking back.
I hate that about Instagram.
29.
29 was Steve again. This is the date where the whole of the Farm Shop gang came on as we were at a staff outing at the races.
Oh, so it's like a group date.
Yeah, so all the Lifton Farm shop gang were there laughing and couldn't believe that I was actually having a date at the races.
It was a different Steve though, yeah?
It was a different Steve.
30.
30 was John. John, he was too softly spoken for my liking. He has unfollowed me on Instagram and stopped me from following him, which is really weird.
31.
31 was Ben. Ben was too quiet. It was like waiting for an energy-saving light bulb to brighten.
Oh, well, he's just like a bit slow. Mm. He was on fader switch, but never really faded up that much.
Never brightened.
Okay, so we wave goodbye to Kevin, Dave, Steve, another Steve, John and Ben.
Bye, guys.
The countdown continues after this.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
So many of you have invested in Kate's story over the last week. She was a real trier, wasn't she?
Yeah.
But was determined to go on all of the dates on the dating apps until she found a boyfriend for the winter. So she went on 38 of them. Hiya.
Hiya, Scott.
I bet you're thinking now, how did I have that much free time?
I am literally thinking, how did I do this?
And by this point of the dates, you're at, what, number 32 now? Were you at all feeling that this was, that you were ever going to find someone?
I was thinking, you know, when is he coming? You know, am I going to have to start being less particular and just go with it? I was running out of people in Devon. I was going to have to go across the border.
Okay, oh, no. Here we go. The countdown continues. We've got 7 more dates left until we reach the big number 38 on Kate's official chart. Okay, ready for the next one?
32.
At 32, we've got Matthew. Matthew drove an old Citroen C3, and I think he ate a lot of fast food.
33.
33 was Scott. He drove so far to meet me. He was totally emotionally unavailable. I had so much respect for this guy due to his ex being a complete...
34.
34, we've got Alfie. Alfie was quite dull on text. He had a broad accent.
35
was Stuart. He had the single for life attitude. He made me walk through the muddiest of grass to get to the pub, and he had a seriously ugly dog.
Okay.
Oh, we're so close to 38.
It's the final three. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
36.
36 was Rob. Rob was too keen. He reminded me of guys I dated when I was about 16. He wore a ring on his middle finger. He told his mum about me after date 2, and he also went round to his mum's for tea every night.
Ring on middle finger, that's an odd one, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't really understand it, and the thing is, it was like going green.
Okay, go.
Oh. You can't date someone with a green middle finger.
Yeah, it's a weird finger to celebrate with a ring, though, isn't it? Mm. What's going on there?
And he was a proper keeno, was he?
He was proper keen.
Too
and
keen.
I was just like, too keen as a bean.
37
was Mark. We both agreed to wear our Sunday best.
Sunday best?
What do you mean?
Sunday best, like, you know, like you've really smart clothes. He took me seriously. You know, it was a Sunday. And, yeah, I was like, let's wear our Sunday best. And he took me completely seriously.
Anything else about Mark?
So Mark was flat out on messages, which isn't cool. And he also had a missing tooth.
By this point, you must have been exhausted and wondering where you were ever going to find anyone ever.
I was literally about to give up.
But we've reached the winner.
38.
Tell me about the guy you're still seeing.
So number 38, it was a really good date. I knew as soon as I got in the room that I actually liked him, which was very rare.
Would you say he was a mixture of all 37 that had gone before him, standing on the shoulders of giants?
No, he was not a mix. He was none of those other dates.
He was the perfect Devon man, a little bit Prosecco King, a little bit toothless, a little bit like some of the qualities from all the people that went before.
Yeah. A little bit slow.
Yeah, I'm just reading some of the other notes. Mm. A little bit limpy.
Ate a lot of fast food.
Drove a Citroen C3.
The perfect mix. Kate, I've really enjoyed our cuffing journey together.
I hope I've inspired women out there to just wipe away and date away.
Absolutely.
Wipe away? Oh, swipe away. Yeah. I think you've inspired... Sorry, I misheard. I think you've inspired people everywhere this coughing season. Cough away, everyone.
Cough away.
Scott Mills.
Introducing my new tune of the week, which is brand new Mabel, who is playing at the Teen Awards on the 21st of October. Get your tickets from the Radio 1 website. It's at Wembley Arena. It's like the loudest gig of the year. 5 Seconds of Summer, Jonas Blue, Little Mix, and loads more. So we love Mabel anyway, right? Obviously, recently on Ring Ring with Jax Jones. I have chosen this track because it's got a good chorus, but also it does include the word bougie, which I really enjoy.
So instant win.
Yeah. So she says, man says I'm too bougie, like too high class, you know? Now you'll really notice it all week.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Me and Chris are deep in freshers gigs at the moment, welcoming people back to uni and people going there for the first time. Here's something we've really, really noticed over the last few gigs. Right, you know, and this is standard, not just at a student union, but at any club, on any night, right, standard, there is always normally a girl crying outside.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, yeah.
Sometimes it's a guy, but often girls. Now, we saw something quite unbelievable, and I've never seen it at the front before. Bear in mind, this is the first night that you're back at uni. A couple at the front, right where the barrier is, where we're DJing, have a full-on domestic.
It was such a weird situation, because also, I don't know if they were like a second or a third year returning students, whatever it is, but if you're going to have a fallout for whatever reason, and we don't know what's going on there, but like, if you're going to have a fallout, why would you do it like right at the front? Well, it's good. Also, from our point of view, we're there trying to just play some happy music.
Yeah, it was quite a downer. So the girl's got like tears in her eyes, and all these other girls are coming up to her going, you all right? Then he starts crying a bit, and I'm like, oh God.
What's going on here?
It just felt
like
a bit
like he's not worth it situation. It felt like it was something like that. And then we made the biggest mistake of all, which was to kind of acknowledge that we were watching. Like,
and then
waved.
You could see her going to him, look, even they've noticed it on the stage now. Oh, it was horrendous. It was like Jeremy Carr right at the front at this gig.
But of all the places that you're going to have one of these kind of situations, why there?
I'd also quite like to know from people, maybe you've been in that situation where you're in the weirdest place but having an argument, because I would just go and find a quiet corner. Don't do it right at the front with the DJ staring right back at you.
Also, I think it's very hard to have a sincere argumentative vibe when everyone around you's dancing.
Right, everyone else is going, whoop, there it is. And you're like, no, listen, Callum.
Scott Mills.
I cannot believe the response to this. So many people have had arguments at gigs.
At gigs and in strange situations. I've definitely been in this situation as well. Like Liz in Doncaster said that she had an argument with her boyfriend in the gym. Lasted around half an hour and she squatted throughout.
Right, but while squatting?
Yeah.
Yeah, my boyfriend and I once had a massive screaming row at a festival in Barcelona watching Haim, but I didn't want to miss the gig I've been waiting for, so a quiet corner was not an option. We were straight at the front, right at the front. Haim would have seen us like screaming at each other. I like the person that saw a couple having a proper argument on a roller coaster just as they were approaching the drop. No, you listen! Wow. Yeah, like, also the person that had an argument right in front of a police car to the point where the police were like, right, you two need to go in your own separate ways now.
Scott Mills.
Shout out to the American couple having a screamy match in Gatwick Airport yesterday in departures. Natalie spotted them. Shout out for Zoe. Full-on argument at a comedy night in the audience, while in the audience.
It's not how it's meant to be. Loads of people at funerals as well.
Yeah. And congratulations to Carl. Full-on argument with fiancé in all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet. She's pushed the table towards him as she left.
Ugh.
Hello, Radio 1. Who's that?
Hi, Scott. It's Jimmy. I was DJing with you guys last night in Lincoln.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy. Yes. Hi, Jimmy. So, you saw the couple having a full-on domestic at the front, didn't you?
Yes, Queen.
Oh, it was pretty intense for a while. There's a lot of tears from both parties. But what happened after we'd left?
So I thought basically what would happen is, like, because you guys are the star attraction, after you guys sort of finished, then they would be like, okay, we've seen what we came to see. But they actually stuck around for quite some time after you guys finished. And I was like DJing, and they were just like down the front, and the girls sassing the guy, like putting a hand in his face, like, don't even speak to me.
Don't talk to me.
It was quite spectacular.
Right, so, but they still continue arguing down the front, so it wasn't even because we were there.
I feel like if they were at the front because you were there, but then I also feel like he was like, maybe we should go, and she was like, no, I'm not leaving. I'm going to stay for the whole night.
Mr. Brightside wouldn't solve that one.
Scott Mills.
Hello to another Jess who lives in Carlisle who says, what's happened to Chris on Instagram? He now documents absolutely everything and films it all. I know. I don't know what's happened. Over the last week, Chris has turned into kind of like, I don't know, he thinks he's Joe Stagg or something. He's filming absolutely everything.
Yeah, you call me a budget Alfie Days.
Yeah. And what's really annoying a lot of people is when they see you on your Instagram and you've got the tangled headphones going on there.
Yeah, why does that bother people so much?
I was getting screenshots all over the weekend from people going, tell Chris to sort his headphones out. Is this going to continue, or is it something that's just been happening over Fresh's week?
Grimmy's theory is that I was leaving, and so just going on one sort of crusade with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think we're spending a lot of time together. It's quite fun for people to see what that's actually like.
A lot of people, I forget that people see it, a lot of people saw me get very annoyed on, was it Friday morning, when you were filming me eating my breakfast. I don't want to be filmed eating bacon in a Frankie and Benny's at Glasgow Airport at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh yeah, you told me off for that.
Get out of my face.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Jess.
Hello.
Whoa, you've got the radio on, turn that off immediately, otherwise it's going to get really weird. Is it off?
Oh, I think she's just excited to be on. You good, Jess?
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, really excited. What's happening?
Oh, my God.
Okay, good.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, where are you at the moment?
We're travelling back from Bilth.
From Bilth, Wales?
Yes.
Cool. Ah. Well, you're on. You're on Radio 1 right now. And
yeah, I know.
Who do you normally pick in bangers? I've just been told something here.
Scott.
And why?
I'm not saying again.
Okay, no, well, no, do tell us, because I don't know.
I only said, right, that he was good looking, so that's why I chose Scott.
Oh, okay, thanks, Jess.
I was told,
all right, darling.
They're like, Jess is about to be on, she always goes for Scott because he's better looking than you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like, and then it was like, hello, Jess!
Right, so there's a busload of you, right? I've just seen your text.
Yes, yeah, there is.
Okay, who's with you then on the bus?
Well, we've got Taylor, we've got Dave, I think, we've got Ed, we've got Ellie, we've got Ross, we've got Kieran.
I like some people you don't even know, but that's cool.
And
yeah.
Dave. And then we've got our, like, Callum as well.
Yeah, I think we've got a Dave.
And
all right.
The bus driver.
Obviously the bus driver, what's his name?
Robin.
Hello, Robin.
I was hoping that was Dave. Dave's coaches.
Right, here you go. Here's what I've got for you today on Bangers for you. Okay, my choice first, which is this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Stereo Love by Edward Meyer.
Very good banger choice. Okay, Jess, you can have that, or mine is this. This is Piece of Me, Becky Hill and MK.
Okay, smiley, happy Jess on the bus. What are you going to choose today?
Well, they're both really good choices, right? But I have to go for the second one, I think.
Oh.
For Chris's?
Choices, yeah, they're both good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, I wasn't expecting that.
We are Nikki and Sammy, and we want to share all the best bits of our lives with you. Have you heard of ASMR? Oh, that's too much.
Can we do it again?
No, stop it! Throughout this listening experience, I want you to know that no one can judge you.
Are you both the same age?
Scott, we're twins.
I know. Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
It's a judgment-free zone.
Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast.
Find our podcast, Nikki and Sammy's Peachy Podcast, however you found this one. You don't realize I'm all right. Tonight is your life. You can keep that piece of me. I've come through. I'll prove don't need you. It ain't how it used to be. You know. And now, and now. I found I don't need that piece of me. I'm lost. You don't realize I'm all right. Tonight is your life. You can keep that piece of me. I've come through. I'll prove don't need you. It ain't how it used to be. You know. And now, and now. I found I don't need that piece of me. I'm
don't know what's happening with me and bangers at the moment. We are not friends. Jason says, come on, Scott, raise your game, buddy. Oh, I hate buddy.
No, I thought your song was a good one. I thought it were both good bangers today. You're unlucky. Kate in Harrogate says, play the first one, your one. Anyway, it was a better song and you're better looking, so you can outrank.
Right, thanks very much. I'm feeling the love.
Getting the praise today.
I know. But it was like pretty much a whitewash last week. You are cleaning the floor with me on bangers.
Yes.
So, if you're going to call up tomorrow, please, I need that win. That was Excitable Bangers caller Jess, who was on a bus with loads of people that she didn't know. David in Leeds says, she sounded so happy to be on that bus with lots of people she didn't know. Wish it was me on the way to work on the bus every day. So I was led up the garden path there. She says she always picks me and then went and picked Chris for today's choice. Thanks.
Scott Mills.
We've talked about something similar to this before, where you think that your favourite artist, who you've been to see live, is actually staring at you through the entire concert. Do you remember we had a girl on before who was absolutely convinced that Harry Styles was looking at her through the entire gig, staring right back at her from the stage?
Now, the reality of this isn't that they are staring right at you. They're staring in your general area. They might have clocked you. They might have been like, oh, that person looks quite nice over there. But they're not like, they're not just singing or performing directly to you, are they?
No, but a lot of people, because they've gone to see this person because it's their favourite artist, it's like, yeah, Harry's looking at me. It's me. Because he's looking in your general direction. I hate to break it to you, but generally, they can't see a thing because they are blinded by light, okay? But it looks like they're looking at you. Generally, I'm sorry, they're not.
And even if they do catch your silhouette, it is forgotten almost instantly.
Now, me and Chris were discussing this when we were DJing at Lincoln Uni last night. There's always someone right at the front, whoever the DJ is. I'm not bigging myself up here or Chris. There's always someone who is continuously staring to the point where it can get quite uncomfortable. Now, I'd like to hear from people today that have done this. They're very aware of it and they're willing to admit it. Or maybe DJs who DJ out and this has happened to. I mean, they're basically having eye sex with you.
Yes. And this is it. And do you know who I've got in my head with this? Tom Zanetti. Like, I've seen him DJing, and there's loads of people at the front, and they're stood at the front staring at him, and he's staring back, and I'm fairly convinced he may have done it with his eyes at several people.
Right. So if you're at uni and you're going out a lot at the moment, you will notice this. Maybe if you've got, like, a freshers' night tonight. Right there, on the front row, behind the barrier, there is someone trying to do it with the DJ with their eyes.
Yeah, and it's all fine, apparently, because it's with your eyes. It is an intimate thing, like, when you catch eyes with someone on the front row, because you're there, you're stood there for, like, an hour, so you keep having to look back at them, and sometimes you check in on people. Like, I've been DJing where I've seen people at the front, and I stick a thumbs up, like, are you still okay? Because they don't move, they don't go for a drink or don't go to the toilet. Look, Ben's just messaged me saying, yeah, we did it at Dundee Freshers.
What, you and him?
Me and Ben. That wasn't mutual. I don't remember doing it with Ben.
I like people are already admitting. They're like, yep, we definitely did that. We had that connection at Dundee. Was that last week at Freshers? Was
that
it?
Was, yeah, must have been there. He thinks that we were having eyes at each other.
So get in touch, because I really think this is the thing. Either maybe you're a DJ and you see it happen all the time, or maybe even better, someone could get in touch and be like, yep, I definitely have done it with that DJ with my eyes. Let me know.
Scott Mills.
Jacob is convinced that him and Martin Garrix were more than just friends in Ibiza cause eyes. That's Jay Bird, on BBC Radio 1. Hello, Rachel.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Have you experienced this?
I have experienced this. I experienced it at a Foles concert about 3 years ago in Margate, of all places.
Tell me what happened.
So, I was there with my sister, which makes it even more cringe. We were right at the front. It was a really small gig. And Yanis from Foles, who, you know, is hot, that's great, that's fine. He sidles over, he starts doing the guitar solo right in front of us. And at the time, I thought, oh, God, this is really cool. And then, like, just a few seconds in, he was just staring me down, just staring into my eyes, like, burning in. And it carried on for about 20 seconds, which literally felt like eternity. And then he just sidled back to the microphone and started singing again. And then my sister just turns to me and says, that was really weird. And I was like, yeah.
Did you maintain the stare also?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't backing down out of that. It was a unique situation. I've never been in something like that. Also, never been at the front of a gig. So I thought, I'm not going to let this opportunity go to waste.
I think it's tricky for guitarists, though, as well, because if you're concentrating on playing the guitar, like, I've seen this before with bands where they're so focused on what they're doing that they have, like, a tongue sticking out or they're just staring in one direction. But it's almost like that's what they've got to do to concentrate.
I was wearing a Coldplay T-shirt. I think that played a factor. I'm not sure he appreciated that at his own gig.
No, why would you wear a Coldplay? Right, why would you do that?
I don't know, Scott. I don't know. It was a poor choice at the time. It was a poor choice. choice now, if I'm honest. But yeah, it was probably that more than, you know, hashtag ISX. I'm not sure.
But you could have stopped the stare. Like, you were the one that carried on staring at him. Like, you were in the moment there.
I feel like the only way I could have stopped the stare was to literally, like, put a cardigan on to cover up the T-shirt. Like, that's probably the only way it was going to happen. But it was more than when he went back and started singing again, and my sister was just looking at me going, God, that was really weird. I was like, I know, I don't know what to do now for the rest of it. And I tried to avoid him again. I was just staring at the drummer, like, oh, getting really into the drums.
Trying it with the drummer
now. I wasn't
sure
what to do. Yeah. Then he was staring at me, and I was like, I'm just going to have to leave.
Scott Mills.
Kate in Bedford says, totally agree. You know when Chris was DJing in the toilets in Ibiza last year? Done it with both of you. Eyes were made. I stared solidly for an hour. You didn't, Kate. I was no part of that.
No, I don't remember signing up to that either.
Do you remember Tom in Hereford? You've done it with him as well. With your eyes. He says, we did it at Staffordshire Young Farmers Summer Ball last year, or the one before, he can't remember, while he was on his friend's shoulders. Ended up being Tom on the stage with you, and you were... Well, you were spanking a mannequin together, Chris.
No, I don't remember that.
I don't remember.
Weird. How can you not remember that?
Eye contact was deaf made, he's saying. Okay.
Why don't we spanking a mannequin?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, these things happen.
Nathan in Hull thinks him and Example did it with their eyes at a gig in Hull, one of Example's gigs in Hull. There are now people saying that they're going to try and do it at gigs that are forthcoming. Okay, loads of people saying they are guilty of it. Shout out to the person who had an eye sesh with Deadmau5. How did that work?
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Hey Tash, at V-Fest, she was front row with Justin Bieber. Definitely did it with the eyes through the whole of Baby. Tash may have been slightly deluded by the fact that she was queuing with, for 7 hours with no water. Shouldn't do that, it's really bad. Mm. Also, loads of people are convinced that they have. Like, definitely did it with Annie Mac and Danny Howard with my eyes on the Friday night before a big weekend in Norwich. It's kind of like you have, you know, like you're more than friends with the DJs.
I'm really interested in those people that are going to try and do this.
Yeah, let us know. If you've got a gig coming up with one of your favourite artists and you're thinking of having eye contact with them, let us know.
Scott Mills.
Adam!
Hello.
Right, so you haven't done this yet, but you're planning to do it later this week. Who with?
50 Cent.
Okay.
50 Cent,
50
wow.
Cent. Where's he playing?
The O2, London O2.
Okay, and have you seen him before?
No, this is my first time to a standing gig, so I'm very excited.
First time to a gig ever?
First time.
And you're going to attempt to do the eye thing with, with 50 Cent. I mean, probably not ideal person to start it with.
It's doable, though. I think you've got to go there with confidence, and I also think you've just got to try and get a rapport going from the off. So look enthusiastic at the start, and then just glare away, and hopefully your eyes will meet.
And just build a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, I want you to walk out of that concert feeling like, me and 50 had a thing.
Oh, it was good.
You know what I mean?
It'd be better if there's a whole G unit as well, because they're there also.
Yeah, we'll try it with all of them, you know? Like, don't be picky. When's the gig?
Thursday night.
Okay, can you let me know how you got on, please?
Absolutely.
Okay, right, get back in touch. Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Shout out to Ollie, who's going to try and ice hack some of Biffy Clyro tomorrow night. Thank you for that. Let's know how it goes. Last week on the show, we spoke to a guy called Dave. Him and his friends have a WhatsApp group where they just send each other videos where they all go, news beat, like it does on the radio. You know when they do the first headline and it goes, news beat. Shout out to Greg for his accidental news beat this morning.
Jade Bird is her name. My tune of the week this week is this absolute banger called No, that's the Newsbeat theme tune. That's not what she's come up with. That would be extraordinary if she'd come up with that sort of song. This is the song. It's called It's by Jade Bird. And it's my tune of the week this week. Newsbeat.
Yes, Greg.
Newsbeat.
I'm really sorry, Chris. I spent a lot of time with you at the weekend, and what I was doing when tired, a lot of
Newsbeat.
Scott Mills.
Callum.
Yes.
What seems to be the problem, please?
Well, I'm working as a gardener in Cornwall by the sea, and I've got ear defenders of the radio in. I'm listening to you boys, and I keep picking up interference off a French radio station, so you'll be talking, not trying to introduce something, and then all of a sudden you'll be like, oh, this is Bruno Mars, and then some French woman will start talking. It sounds like you're talking in a French accent.
Yeah, what you're getting there is Radio R.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
What's that station? What's that station where it just goes? I always hear it in France. Fun. It's like, don't tell me that it's fun. I'll decide whether it's fun or not. Fun. I think it's called Fun Radio.
Yeah.
So you'll know if it's a French station because they play really rude versions of all the songs.
Yeah, well, it's like that, but this woman's introducing it and it just is so like you are talking with this lady's French accent.
Mm. Oh, there's not much I can do about that really because, French stations will interfere sometimes.
You're probably getting a lot of Mika there as well, unlucky.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Why are they like...
I just think you boys would be better with French ladies' French accent.
Okay, well, we'll work on that for you.
Scott Mills.
We are back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.